Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and I have a really fun treat for you today. We all know that change is an essential part of life, and there's no escaping it. Yet it tends to be something that most of us fear. And our guest today has a fresh viewpoint on change and the transition that goes with that. So stay tuned to be inspired, entertained, and uplifted. I want to start the show today by asking you a question. What if your life were a movie? What if an audience were watching you right now? What kind of character would they see? What kind of movie would you be living in? Drama? Comedy? Action-adventure? Or tragedy? Would the audience be bored or frustrated or inspired by watching you? These are the questions that my guest today, Amy Beth O'Brien, asked herself in line at a department store one day, and the answer led her to make some radical life changes. I invite you to pause right now and ask yourself these same questions. What if your life were a movie? What kind of movie would it be? And today, Amy Beth O'Brien, who's an award-winning author, is going to share with us Getting Through Act Two, Managing Life's Transitions. Amy's known for having women look at their life as a movie, the point being to become the leading star in their life rather than being the antagonist or just a supporting role in their own life story. And Amy is so fabulous and fun in the ways that she does this. In the show today, Amy will talk about the three acts that we tend to flow through in life, and she'll be using a fun film analogy to do this. We've all heard the expressions, change is difficult, but often it isn't the actual change that's difficult. In fact, change is often desired. It's the transition from where we are now to where we want to be that's hard. Whether it's a goal to lose weight in a difficult relationship or find more fulfilling work. Amy's going to talk about these real-life challenges and how we can draw inspiration from the movies to manage this process. And I'm really looking forward to hearing about that. I've definitely been going through one transition after another in my life. Through a fun and engaging step-by-step process of looking at life as though it were a movie, Amy inspires women to see themselves as a star and to script a life that's true to their heart's desires. I could hear a little chuckle from Amy. It almost made me start laughing. Through writing, speaking, and coaching, she motivates women to star in their own life stories, thereby attracting relationships, careers, and lives that are authentic and full of joy. Drawing on her years as a professional trainer, consultant, yoga instructor, and career coach, she encourages women to express who they truly are inside and out. She's the author of Stuck with Mr. Wrong, 10 Steps to Starring in Your Own Life Story. I've read that book. It's really great. And Amy and I are both co-authors of the best-selling book, A Juicy, Joyful Life. And Amy is also the author of the screenplay, Stitches, as well as many wonderful articles that she's written. In addition to all of her accomplishments, Amy is a very warm-hearted, witty, and fabulously fun woman. Let's welcome Amy Beth O'Brien to Opening to Ecstasy. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you, Lynette. That was a wonderful introduction. Always fun to be on your show.
It's nice to have you. I can't remember. It's been about 6 months since I had you on. Yeah. And, so I visited your website just before the show today, and great website. I highly recommend everybody check out Amy's site. It's amybethobrien.com. That's just Amy, AmyBethobrien. AmyBethObrien.com. Her site is fantastic. It's really fun. It's easy to navigate, has wonderful information, and she has one of the best free gifts on there. It's a three-part gift, and one of them is this really fun assessment that you can take. I just took it before the call, and I took it 6 months ago before the last interview that I did, and I got a different result. I'm in a different situation in my life, and this time I'm definitely starring in my own life story.
Good for you. That's great.
So I see that you've you're having this really beautiful evolution with this same theme, and I'm really excited to hear how this came about for you. Like, what inspired you to start talking about transition and change?
Well, you know, my book, Stuck with Mr. Wrong, and the screenplay that I wrote called Stitches is really all about that. I bring women through a 10-step process in Stuck with Mr. Wrong, which is designed to really help you figure out, is this person you're with wrong for you? Or is it that you're not doing enough for yourself? So the book is really about being more authentic, being stronger in yourself, honoring your dreams and passions. And I bring you through this transition phase because really, you know, one of the things that you mentioned that I was going to talk about was the three acts that we tend to play in life. Now, I use a movie-making analogy throughout that book, embrace you're in a screenwriter, listen to your director. But really, when you're looking at a film, it always comes in three acts. There's three acts in a play, there's three acts in a movie. You may not be aware of it unless you've ever written a screenplay or studied film, but basically what happens is, in the first act of a movie, you're presented with the main character, and you kind of get to know who that person is and what their situation is, and you're presented with some sort of a conflict. It's a conflict, it's a challenge, it's whatever it is that they're facing, that they're supposed to be resolving by the time you get to Act 3. So by Act 3 of the movie, we know the ending. Usually it's a happy ending. But we know there is some sort of a resolve. I don't know, did you see The King's Speech?
I did. I watched that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you know, the best movies have what's called a transformation in the main character. And The King's Speech is such a great film because it has that. A lot of movies don't. A lot of movies have likable characters and they're full of action and suspense, but we tend to forget them. You know, I could probably rattle off a whole bunch of movies that I know I've seen, but I couldn't tell you what they're about. The ones that I remember are always the ones that have a strong central character who has to go through some sort of inner transformation to come out the other end a hero or have some sort of resolve to the conflict. So in The King's Speech, we're presented with this man who's supposed to step into this role as king when Britain is going to war. And he has a bad stuttering problem. And the transformation he goes through to resolve that is he has to really face his childhood demons, befriend a common person, and basically humble himself. So we see him go through this transformation, and that's what really sticks with you, isn't it? It's the emotional aspect of what happened in that movie.
Absolutely. We have to go to a commercial right now, and cutting you off is so not fun because I love hearing you speak.
Okay.
Luckily, it'll be short, and we'll get to hear more from you.
No problem. Okay.
So thanks for tuning in.
I can go on and on with it.
And I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll just go on a short break, and when we come back, we're going to hear some more just wonderful, wonderful tips and inspiration from Amy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get so frazzled you find it difficult to function. Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. And today we're talking with, I'm talking, you're listening. We all get to hear from the wonderful award-winning author, Amy Beth O'Brien. And she's sharing with us how life takes us through changes and transitions. And she's tying that into the theme of movies. And I don't remember exactly what you're talking about, other than, you know, the character going through a transition and that making it a really good film before break. And I just want to say that one thing it made me think of, I've actually never watched soap operas, but I've had a number of friends who've watched them, and I've walked in and seen a scene here or there. And I swear, like, years will go by and I'll walk in, and it looks like the same story to me. So I think soap operas are an example of something where, like, nothing. I mean, there's all this stuff happening, but nothing really happens because it doesn't have what you're talking about, the transition of character. That might be fair since I haven't actually watched them.
Oh my gosh, I went through a Days of Our Lives phase when my children were babies. I never thought that I would get addicted to a soap opera, but honestly, it was like a thing I had to see, and it was an addiction. But yeah, you're right. The soap operas take forever to ever resolve a story. And I think, you know, a decade later, they're still working on the same thing.
Which but is anyway, how most people actually live their lives. Which is
in many ways.
are unhappy because people are...
hopefully you have fewer husbands. I mean, a lot of times they... fewer husbands, fewer missing children. I mean, they usually have craziness in those shows. But yeah.
So I want to tell you, Amy, that there's twice, this is years ago when my son was really little, so it was before I'd met you and heard this theme, there's twice in my life that I can think of where I was in a specific incident where I had to make a choice, and what came to my mind was, I didn't exactly think of it as a movie for me, as more a story, but it's the same sort of thing, and thought, gosh, when I'm in my 80s, and I'm looking back at my life, what would make a better story? And made my decision based on asking myself that choice. And it really helped me be able to make a decision. In both of those cases, it involved having an adventure with a man. And in both those cases, it was a short-lived experience, but fun. And, you know, nothing really to write home about. But still, it helped me, you know, make a decision and move. And sometimes going and making a decision that isn't going to be right lets you know, rather than always wondering about it, you know?
Sure, it's life. You got to try stuff out sometimes, you know? But, you know, it's very similar, you know, looking at your life that way, looking, you know, asking yourself, when I'm 80, will I be happy that I did that? And I think the reason why that works and why it worked for me to look at my life from this movie perspective is because it allows you to step outside yourself. You know, we look at our lives in the moment, you know, from this specific mindset. And when you kind of step outside yourself, it's almost like you're looking at yourself from the outside, and you're able to almost have a more objective view. So, you know, I first did it when I was stuck in a relationship with a man who, looking back, clearly was not right for me, but I think a lot of us get into relationships and we want them to work so badly that we lose ourselves in the process. And when I, you know, that in that moment, I was literally looking at tabloids, you know, can't help it when you're at the store. And, you know, I don't buy them, but I, you know, you can't help but know what's going on with Jessica Simpson and Jennifer Aniston and all this stuff. But I'm looking at them and I'm asking myself, well, what if I were like them? What if I were on the big screen and somebody was watching my story? Would I be inspiring or would I be frustrating? And I realized I was frustrating. And so that's why I wrote that book, Stuck with Mr. Wrong, 10 Steps to Starring in Your Own Life Story, because it really outlined the process. I didn't think of it necessarily in the terms that I put in that book, but it really was a process that I did, that I followed. You know, listening to my director was about tapping into my intuition and really listening to it. A lot of us think we're not intuitive. We're all intuitive. We don't always like what our intuition is telling us. Sometimes our intuition tells us, get out of the situation. And that's really inconvenient. You know, you're living somewhere with this person, or, you know, you're somehow, it's complicated. Okay, so, you know, listening to your director, embracing your inner screen art, which means acknowledging the fact that you're writing your life script. You are the the director. I consider the director kind of the godlike presence, you know, guiding you. But you're the screenwriter. You're free will. You're making your choices. You know, set the stage. Have a vision for your future. Dream about what you want to dream. Edit your film. Get rid of stuff that doesn't serve you. So these are the kinds of things that I did, and it was a process. And where I've gotten to this change piece is, you know, in that moment, I wanted change. I wanted happiness. I wanted inner peace. I wanted a relationship that worked. So the change piece wasn't what I was afraid of. It's what I desired. The piece I was afraid of was how I was going to get there. It was the transition. And that is what I call getting through Act Two. Act Two of the movie is the difficult part. That's where the character is going through, in a good film, their inner transformation. That's where they're making the changes, they're changing their mindset, they're making physical changes in their life so that they can ultimately get to that goal of where they want to be. And I've also, you know, come to realize that, you know, when it comes to major things in our lives that we would like to transform, like for me right now, is weight loss. I don't have a lot to lose, but I've gained a few pounds over the years that I'd like to get rid of. And I've been thinking about losing weight for years. I've spent far more time hanging out in Act One, not wanting to step into Act Two. I want to find, you know, and I think a lot of us do this in our culture. We want to jump right to Act Three. We want to have the pill, right? We just want to be thinner. I don't want to have to, like, eat less and exercise more. I want to find, like, this What is that thing that I say, acai berry, that you find all over the place? You know, how to reduce belly fat and this one simple ancient step, you know, and it's always acai berry, but it's so silly. You cannot reduce body fat through anything except calorie reduction. Okay, so, you know, I've actually lost about 7 pounds because I think it finally clicked with me. Oh, this is my act too. There is no quick fix. There is no shake that I can drink. I have to actually go through the process of every day making different choices. And I have to be willing to lose it slowly. I don't want to get on the scale and found out I only lost half a pound this week, but I have to be willing to do that. I have to be patient. I have to go through Act 2 to get to Act 3.
Oh, I love this, Amy. That's so beautiful. Makes me think of, you know, I heard this story in grade school. a little boy who got a caterpillar and kept it in a jar and fed it and then watched it, you know, spin its cocoon and was so excited every day looking to see when it would come out, if it's going to be a butterfly. And when it was coming out, he was sitting there just so excitedly watching it, and he saw that it was struggling, and he didn't realize it was going to have to struggle. He thought it would just magically pop out without any struggle and be a butterfly. And so he very carefully started pulling the cocoon away because he didn't want the butterfly to struggle because he just loved it so much. Well, the butterfly came out, and without that struggle, it can't strengthen its wings, and it will never fly, and it just dies. So part of it becoming a butterfly is the struggle. That's the becoming.
I thought you were going to tell me that it was a moth or something.
Well, whatever it was, it died. Poor thing.
No, it's just a moth. No, but that's a perfect analogy, though. It's a perfect story. It's so true, though. Don't we do that? Like, we want to protect our kids from the pain of difficulty. We want to protect ourselves from it. And, you know, don't we reward people in our culture who invent things that speed things up?
Like, yes.
The microwave. You know, yeah, I mean, honestly, if somebody invented a pill that caused you to lose 20 pounds in a week, you know, everybody would want it.
Not everybody needs to lose 20 pounds, but anyone who wants to lose weight would definitely want the pill for sure.
Yeah.
And if they want to lose 5 pounds, they take a quarter of the pill.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Look at the ads on TV, like the prescription. There's some prescription there. I don't know if you've ever seen this. I don't even remember the name of it. But you took it. It was for someone who has, like, digestive trouble, and you took the pill so that you could still eat cheeseburgers and fries and stuff. I thought, like, why do you stop eating cheeseburgers and fries?
I suppose some commercial. I think it was something like ibuprofen, and it was the person was, you know, just having this really high-stress life and having way too much commotion and not enough peace and solitude. And it was the same thing. It was like, oh, you know, take this pill, and then you'll feel better, instead of, like, listening to your body and going, oh, maybe I have a splitting headache and my neck hurts because I should slow down and have a moment of peace and, you know, change my environment.
Exactly. And it's like that with so many different things. It's like that when it comes to your health. You know, you find that you have an illness, maybe you need to make changes in your life. So it's very difficult to do that. Whether if it's a relationship issue, you know, maybe your intuition is telling you, you need to end this. This isn't working. Well, it's difficult. I have to go through Act 2. I don't want to. I want to just get to that end place where I'm happy, but I think I'll just hang out here in Act 1 and hope things change.
Absolutely.
A lot of people take years before they're willing to step off into that territory.
I've done that.
We all have. Or how about when it comes to your job? How many people are unhappy with the work they do, but it takes them a very long time before they finally realize it's not going to change? I have to actually find something else.
Yeah, people often prefer to be angry and talk about it all the time and play the victim role rather than take action. And once again, absolutely, the commercial break just comes so fast with you, my dear. So you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We have the wonderful award-winning Amy Beth O'Brien today, and she's sharing with us how to go through the acts of our life and embrace them. And she's really emphasizing the wonder and magic of Act 2, which is the transition of our character. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're going to want to hear more.
get so frazzled you find it difficult to function. Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Radio, radio, tell me what I want and who want to know. I've been wide awake, staying up all night, waiting for a song that will make me feel all right. Breaking
up. Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at OpenLiveNow.com. It's also OpeningToEcstasy.com, but I also linked in OpenLiveNow because I found that so far not one person has spelled ecstasy the way it's spelled in the dictionary. So OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com, and I love hearing from people. So the people that have written me, thank you so much. And anyone who has a thought of wanting to, know that I love to hear from you, and I will write you back. So today we're talking with the award-winning Amy Beth O'Brien. And she is an award-winning author and speaker, and if you've been listening to the show, you can tell that she speaks so very well for herself. And in addition to that, she's just a fantastic person. And she's talking with us about... You're so welcome. Thank you for just being on the show. She's talking with us about the scenes in our life, and we were talking about, you know, stage one, two, and three, stage two being the transition time. So... I want to make sure that people know how to get to your site. It's amybethobrien.com. That's AmyBethObrien. AmyBethObrien.com. And you want to get to her site because not only is her site just so beautifully put together and has So much great information. But in addition to that, she's got, you know, it's really common for people to have free gifts on their site, which is a wonderful thing. She's got a particularly fantastic free gift. It's an e-kit, and you get to take this really fun test that she's put together so professionally, and you get to find out if you're the leading lady or, you know, what role you're playing in your life. And so that's the online assessment. You assess your star power. There's an action guide to transform your life one scene at a time. And she also has a podcast, which shares the transformational arc of characters in film and in you. So if you've ever wished you could take it, you know, take two when it comes to certain areas of your life, if you like the idea of being a leading lady star in your own life, be sure to go to amybethobrien.com and download the free e-kit there. Okay, Amy. Yeah, you're so welcome. I mean, it's, I totally mean it. I mean, your site's fantastic. I really enjoy it. So there's so many things you said that were really interesting. And one thing that you said earlier in the show that piqued my interest when you talked about, you know, looking at your life as a movie and that we're the observer. I know that one of the things that I teach my clients or encourage them to really foster is, you know, that part of them that is the observer, that is the witness to their own life. Because from that place, we can have this expansive energy. We so often are really contracted, and we're just seeing, it's kind of like we have our face right up in the corner, you know, and we don't have any clarity. But you step back and you see, oh, it's a wall. Oh, it's a room. Go back further. It's a house. Oh, it's a planet. Oh, it's a universe. And you get a bigger and bigger picture and have more and more information and also more and more of a sense of humor. The more you step back, the more you can see how funny it is, you know?
Yeah.
Well, for me anyway. People call him, why are you laughing? After they know me well, they don't ask anymore. This one friend, she calls and says hi, and I start laughing, and she knows I just do that. Because it's just, you know, I see things from this bigger perspective, and it's just really funny.
I do the same thing. It sounds like you have the inappropriate laughter, too. I suffer from that occasion. You know, I see things that maybe other people don't see as funny, but I do.
Yes, yes. Sometimes people think it's a nervous laugh.
People laugh later. Laugh in the moment.
Well, if you're going to laugh, you know, a year from now, you tell it as a funny story, might as well laugh at the time. I can't say that I always do that, but... there are times that I'm not having a sense of humor. You know, when I don't have a sense of humor, that I'm off.
Yeah.
But,
I can relate to that.
But in that context of the observer, what is the role of the director?
The director.
In your view of the world?
In my movie analogy, the director is your wise source. So whether you call it God, your angels, your higher power, your intuition, I consider that to be all the same. So it's that source that you tap into for insight and guidance. That's what I think of as the director. So you're not alone. I think that a lot of us go through life feeling alone or feeling like we have to figure it all out on our own. And I do believe that when we become quiet and we kind of surrender to the divine, guidance comes. I've had this happen to me on many, many occasions, and I truly believe in that. You know, and I use the analogy of the Wizard of Oz in my book. And Glinda, the Good Witch of the North, represents Dorothy's wise guide. It's her intuition. Because basically when she lands in Oz, she lands in a dream. And, you know, Freud said that all of the characters in a dream are really extensions of ourselves. So if you look at all the characters in The Wizard of Oz as symbolic of a piece of Dorothy, you can see Glinda as her wise source. She's the source that puts the magic shoes on her feet. That's their source of strength and power, and tells her, walk the yellow brick road. You will find the wizard. You'll find how to get home. So Dorothy doesn't really know, she knows she's going to the Emerald City, but she doesn't really know how she's going to get there, and she doesn't know what she's going to face along the way. She has to move forward with faith. And so all along that path, you'll notice that Glinda the Good Witch of the North appears here and there, kind of shows up when needed. And so that's really what that is. And remember that scene in that movie where the Wicked Witch paints across the sky, "Surrender, Dorothy"?
I do.
Remember that, yeah. Remember that scene? You know, as a kid, I looked at that and thought it meant give her up. But really what it means is surrender. Stop trying to figure it all out on your own. Surrender. In other words, be at peace, listen to your guide, and you will find what you're looking for. And so to me, that's what the director's role is in our life. That's why we were given this gift of intuition. You know, we're living in such a busy culture that oftentimes we forget that it's there. But to me, it is our wisest source of guidance that we have.
Yeah, we just take ibuprofen and stomach pills instead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why my stomach is so upset. Yeah, let me take an antacid. Yeah, maybe it's because that person you're sitting next to is not necessarily good for you, or the job you're in is making you sick, you know.
Or your food choices.
Or your food choices.
The thoughts you're thinking in your head when you're saying in The Wizard of Oz or in a dream that every character in your dream is you. And actually, I know that you know this, it extends to the whole world. That in that sense, everyone is a reflection of us, and everyone is showing us a part of ourselves. And we have an invitation, you know, to see what's there all the time. And so often, it seems like we're trained to just push it down. And, you know, that's why we have so many distractions and medications, to keep pushing it down. And, to keep people in stage one, what you're calling stage one.
Absolutely. Don't confront. You know, we have so many rules in our society. I mean, every society has rules around what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do. And it's so liberating when you realize that the rules are made up. They're not real. And you don't have to necessarily follow them. You can do something different. So, yeah. Act two. Got to go through act two if you really want to make any progress in life.
Yeah, what you said about following intuition, I've known this for a long time, but I'm getting this lesson deeper and deeper all the time. Like this morning, I was feeling really upset, and I was like, what am I so upset about? And I was feeling really stuck, and I keep having like breakthroughs and then feeling stuck again. And I realized what I've realized again and again, that, you know, I have really strong intuition, but there are certain things that I get guided to do, and it tends to be the things that I most don't want to do. It might be something that somebody else was given the guidance I was giving, it might be easy for them. And if I was given their guidance, their guidance might be easy for me, you know?
Yeah.
And
it's a difficult thing, I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when we don't follow that guidance, we end up stuck and not liking our life, having to kind of numb ourselves, and then maybe getting mad and wanting guidance, but going, you know, and even forgetting that we even received that guidance in the first place. And it's just this loop we go around. And that's, you know, when you ask what kind of move are you in, I think that when people stay in what you're calling stage one, that's like the soap opera.
Yeah, well, you know, I think of it as like housework. I hate housework. I love a clean home. I just don't like having to clean it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? There's no fast way to do it. And I swear I will spend on a Saturday more time thinking about how much I don't want to do it than actually doing it takes. You know, I think a lot of us spend more time thinking about things than we actually do doing the thing. And, you know, it's funny, last April, I was giving a talk at the Water Street Cafe in Fall River, Mass, to a group of women. And it was all about this concept of the transformational arc of character and the three acts and all that. And as I'm giving the talk, it occurred to me, like I'm always learning myself. I'm going through an act two, and I've wanted to jump to act three. Like I'm trying to build this business. You know, I originally wrote this book thinking I just wanted to be a writer, but I'm realizing I really want to expand that into more of a group coaching practice and do some programs. And I realized the thing that's been blocking me is I just want to do it. I just want to be at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to have to go through the process of, you know, putting myself out there and starting to build a following and doing all the things that we need to do in this business. I just wanted to be at the end, and it was actually blocking my progress because I was avoiding the work.
That is such a great point, Amy. We need to go to a break, and I want to pick that back up when we come back. So we'll be right back after this quick break.
Okay.
I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at OpenLiveNow.com. Today, we're speaking with the award-winning author, Amy Breath. Why do I do that? I did it last time, too.
No harm in it.
Amy, I keep wanting to call you Amy Breath. Maybe I need to take a breath. Amy Beth O'Brien. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman, incredible teacher, wonderful author. She's witty, she's funny, she's got a great heart, and it's such a blessing to have her on the show today. And we're just at the coming to the end here, and there's so many things that I want to ask you about. But before we went to break, you were talking about the stage two process for yourself and career. And I've been helping women get through stage two, women that have been stuck in stage one forever. I don't use that terminology, but that's what I do with for other people. But for myself, as far as business, that's the area where I've been stuck in. And when you were talking about that, that really hit a chord of resonance with me. And I know that there are many listeners that are in that same situation of, you know, following guidance, wanting to have a business, wanting to follow their vision. It could be business, relationship, whatever it is, but that transition space that you were talking about. So could you say more about that again?
Yeah, sure. You know, just, personally, come to the realization that just because I'm a good person and I have a lot of career history and I'm very deserving doesn't mean that I'm going to have a business overnight. And I think in the back of my head, I kept thinking, well, I've got all this experience. Of course, it'll, you know, be no time at all. I'll have it all mapped out. And it just doesn't work that way. There's really very, it's a very rare thing that somebody is a true overnight success. Behind an overnight success was years of effort. Yes. And, you know, someone once said to me that it can take 3 to 5 years to build a business. And, you know, who wants that? I want it now. And, you know, everything's like that. You know, we want the quick fix. We want the get-rich-quick scheme. We want our business to be built as though it were a lottery ticket that we won. And it just doesn't work that way. We have to, it's like the weight loss analogy. You have to be willing to gain a little bit every week. Or, you know, lose.
You mean lose.
Sorry, I mean, you know what I mean. Like, if I only lose a pound a week, I have to be happy with that. If I only, you know, gain a little bit of business every week, I have to be happy with that and realize that it will gain momentum over time. It will build upon itself. You know, I'll build the following. You know, more people will hear about my book, but it takes time. And that's the painful piece. And I think that's where people end up procrastinating because they realize I don't want to start this thing because I'm not really sure that that's going to yield me as much as I want it to. I'm going to wait until I find the thing that's going to yield me tons of stuff all at one time. And it really doesn't happen that way.
It happens. Go ahead.
As I say, it just happens literally one step at a time. You have to walk the yellow brick road. It's the way it is.
Absolutely. So well said. I love the way you speak. Just you're artistic in your language.
Thank you.
I can tell you're a writer. Oh, I was going to say, I've found for myself and with my clients that, and it just suddenly went out of my head. I've got to trace it back because I was seeing the yellow brick road. Oh, it's very much like the butterfly coming out of the cocoon, that it needs to have that struggle and that we need to have act two to become who we need to be to manifest what you're calling stage three. And that the experiences that I'm going through are making me who I need to be the person in that vision.
Exactly. And, I think we all need to stop and take the time to really honor where we've come, how far we've come. And I know I don't always do that enough. I don't always celebrate my successes because I'm already on to the next thing. You know, just to sit back and say, oh, I wrote a book. I finished the book. That's a fantastic accomplishment. Oh,
yeah,
I won three book awards. Yeah, you know, and it's not something that I often do. I'm always on to the next thing. Yeah, but I didn't do this yet. And it's a very good way to live, you know.
Yes.
You know, it helps to kind of sit back and go, oh, you know, I've gone through many second acts. You know, the writing of a book in and of itself is an act two because, you know, in act one, you're thinking, I really want to write a book. I always wanted to write a book. I have this idea for a book. And how many people linger in act one their whole lives and never write the book? Okay, because they want the book. They don't want to write. And you actually have to do the writing, and you have to go through the pain of writing and the not really being sure if you can do it, and you have to actually carve out time every day to do it. And so you have to do it a little bit at a time, and you have to be happy with the process and, you know, have patience. And that's what this transition is all about, and that is why it's so hard. you know, sometimes change is thrust upon us. We don't want it. Somebody breaks up with us, or, you know, we suddenly find out we don't have a job. Those are difficult changes, but really, even then, now you're forced into a transition phase. You know, so no matter how the transition comes, whether we want it or it's thrust upon us, it's still a difficult phase to get through.
Absolutely.
And the only way to do it is to have, you know, you have to have faith. You can't give in to your fears around it. You have to have faith that this is where you're going to go, surrender control, listen to your director, and go one step at a time. It's all you can do.
Amy, you are so fantastic. It's so great having you on the show. We're at the end here. I want to make sure everyone, you're so welcome, dear. I want to make sure everyone knows your site. Again, that's Amy Beth O'Brien, AmyBethOBrien, AmyBethOBrien.com. And she has the most wonderful free e-kit for you to transform your life one scene at a time. Thank you so much, Amy, and thank you, everyone, for tuning into the show today. Next week, next Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, on Opening to Ecstasy, we'll have James Rick. He's known as Mr. Full Potential. He's the founder of FullPotential.com and the author of Unleash Your Full Potential. He's a lifestyle strategist for living your best, cutting costs, and building wealth through doing what you love. And he's going to be on the show next Friday. So if you want to unleash your full potential, tune in next Friday to the show. Again, I want to thank you so much, Amy. It's just such a pleasure having you.
This was fun for me, too. I really appreciate it. It's been great.
Yeah, we're down to the last minute, but when you were talking, I just wanted to say that in relationship, I found that too, that when you first fall in love, it's like you get a preview of scene three, and then you get into the relationship, you make the commitment, and then you have to go through stage two to get what you already had sort of a preview of. And most people, they get the preview, and then it comes to actually doing the stage two, doing the work of it, which can still be really fantastic fun, they drop out. So yeah. Enjoy your date.
Thank you. I'm in this, oh my God, I'm scared phase. Okay, yes, I will.
It's going to be fun. And Facebook me and tell me how it went. I want to hear all about it. Thanks again for being on the show. You are just such a lovely woman.
Oh, thanks, Lynette. So are you. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Many blessings. I'll meet you.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.